Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Wow. A lot of people do not like that question. I didn't think that was like a, I'll be honest, I didn't think that was an offensive type question. Do you expect Colorado State to win six games next year? Jerry Schimmel joining me now. Jerry, the Hooligans are feisty today. They are getting after me. They're not crazy about the question. I mean, I think that's a reasonable ask with a brand new coaching staff in Colorado State. Do you expect a bowl game next year? Did we lose Jerry? Think we lost him. Let's grab him. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. But we talk a little bit of everything with Jerry when he's on with us. So let's see if we can get him back on the show. He must be driving through a cave or something. I got one texter that's like, whole show poll question. What's your favorite color? Okay, come on. That's a little bit more detailed than that. My goodness. Hooligans sometimes, man. You just ask a question, and it's attacked. I think you're crazy if your expectations are six wins next year. I'm sorry. But B-Rad said he didn't like your question either. Jerry, we got you, Jerry?
Yes, I'm here now.
Jerry, what are you doing, driving in caves or something, man, with that no-cell service?
No way, man. It's all Jaden's fault. I point finger at him.
Everything I screw up, you know, I do it often. I always blame Jaden. So, I mean, poor kid's only been here for like 5 weeks, and he screwed up more than any producer ever.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should make a change. There's, you know, personnel move coming up.
I would never do that. Jaden is the guy. Hey, Jerry, I was asking you this, man. I'm getting roasted today. You tell me if you think this is a terrible question to ask. Our poll question today is, do you expect the Rams to go to a bowl game next year? And my goodness, it's as if I asked if you want to murder somebody today. People are like freaking out about it.
I think it's a fair question.
That's right.
Why wouldn't it be?
I think that most Rams fans are saying duh, basically. Like, this is an obvious question. I don't think it's so obvious. I think you're going to be sadly disappointed if your expectations are six wins with this brand new system.
So most of the fans think that they're definitely going to a bowl game, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, based on how many years of not going, and I mean, I bet you I could ask some of these listeners right now if they know eight players on the roster right now that are going to be starters, because these are all
exactly
new faces.
Right. Well, it's kind of promising that everybody's optimistic about the season. I guess that's a good thing. But, you know, what you should do is have them talk to my son, who's a CSU grad, who's really down on the program right now. And he would say, no, they're not going to bowl game. But, no, I'm glad that everybody's pleasantly optimistic about it. But I would have my doubts. I mean, if they can be, I think, a 500 team, that I think it'd be a heck of an accomplishment after what's happened the last couple of years up there. So, no, I don't think it's a given that they're going to make a bowl game. Would I like them to? Absolutely. Big CSU fan, but that might be a little doubtful in my mind.
Yeah, no, I think it's very interesting that I mean, looking at all these responses, and it's crazy. I mean, I'm hyped up. I'm ready for this team just as much as the next guy, but I do think it's going to take more, you know, at least a year. And again, they could surprise me. That schedule's interesting, but that'll be fun to see for sure. How about last night though? Let's jump over to this. The UNC Bears getting this was a nice one to see, especially after losing to Idaho State a few days ago. They've been going at it though, game after game after game. This was a nice one for them to grab.
It was a grinded out victory is what it was. I think last night it wasn't pretty. It was a little bit ugly at times, but you know what? They persevered, they sustained, and they got that win. Got up by 16 points late in the ball game, and Idaho State hit a bunch of shots late. And they're not a good shooting team, but they were banking three pointers in and kind of keeping themselves in the game. But UNC did all the things, Brady, that they needed to do to win a game like that at home when they weren't playing their best. The ball wasn't always falling like we're used to the last couple of weeks. And they just found a way to sustain, get that done, and get a nice victory last night.
Yeah, no question about it. You know what was nice? And I think Bodie, I was listening to Tanner a bit. I think Bodie Hume sometimes, if he's not filling the point total, those are the expectations of him, I guess. But man, he can affect the game in so many ways. I'm looking at the Weber State game where he had 15 boards and he had some key blocks in that game late. But it was nice for those fans that just want to look at the point totals to see him jump into the 20s. I think we lost Jerry again. I think we did. Wow. We lost him. Let's see if we can get him back up on the line. We got a few minutes left we can get to. B-Rad says he didn't like your question either. Noob says, I like the color one. I like blue. Brings out my eyes. I would rather have hype going into a season instead of, hey, look, there's football being played in Fort Collins. Right. I don't think there's anything that crazy about this question, guys. My goodness. I think sometimes we trigger people. Because you guys are like, oh, obviously we're going to win six games. That's an obvious one. Well, based on what? Like, give me five reasons. Oh, well, new coach. Okay. new quarterback. High flying. All right, it's great on paper. But is that going to take hold this year? We always say it takes a coach 2 or 3 years to get it going. So that'll be interesting. Okay, we have Jerry back on. Jerry, I was just talking about Bodie. Bodie Hume, I think the expectations are always for him to get in the 20s, and if he doesn't, it's a bad game. But he affects the game in so many different ways. However, it was nice to see him get 20 points last night.
Yeah, no question about it. He had a great game last night, especially Brady after what he did at Idaho State, where I think he had 2 points and 2 rebounds and 27 minutes or something. Complete non-factor. But he's so athletic that he can affect the game, like you said, in so many. He had a couple block shots that were beautiful. He had baseline-to-baseline dunks that went coast-to-coast with him, hit some threes. So when he gets going early, man, it just makes a big difference. I think when he doesn't get going early, they stop going to him, he gets down on himself a little bit, and then he has one of those games. But last night was certainly not the case. He was the biggest key to victory.
Yeah, no question. And it will be fun to talk to him in the second hour today. He'll be popping on, so always great to catch up with Bodie. Well, now we're getting down to it, Jerry. 4 regular season games to go. All very interesting. Now, a couple of games they should win. You got Eastern Washington that's on the heels of everybody, and the goal is to get top 5 first. And I know the Bears, there's a chance they could still win the regular season title. A few things need to happen, but first things first, they got to stay in that top 5 so they can get the first round bye. They're almost there, but they probably need another win at least to lock this thing up.
Yep, that's the way I look at it too, Brady, exactly. Probably one more win, 2 obviously would take care of it, but they're sitting in a good spot right now to be in that top 5. It really helped that Eastern Washington got beat over the weekend. That was a little bit unexpected. That's a good team, by the way. That's going to be a battle on Thursday. No question. That's a really good young team, so that'll be a lot of fun. But you're right. They need to win at least one more game to ensure themselves that first round bye, and that's what you're looking at. A regular season Big Sky Championship would be wonderful. It'd be for bragging rights, but we all know what it comes down to. It's that tournament. You got to win 3 games to go to the dance, and then you get the prize. So I think that's what they're looking at. And I think what they're really concerned about now, Brady, is this fatigue factor. They play in so many games. They played the fewest games of any team in the conference, which means they got to catch up now and play some extra games, including last night. So fatigue, you could see it last night early in the game. I mean, Kurt Jankuc has to come out after about 4 minutes of that first half. So hopefully they can get through this mentally and physically and be ready for that tournament. But that first round bye would be gigantic for this team.
Yeah, that's what's tough, right, Jerry? You want to push to get that first round bye, but
yep.
because of the way the games are scheduled, I mean, you got one on the 24th, the 26th, the 3rd, and the 5th. They're all so close together. You want to be careful here. You don't want to push so hard because you're getting in the tournament no matter what. You need to be playing your best basketball in that tournament. So this will be a fine line to walk for Steve Smiley and his coaching staff, I think.
Yep, it sure is. And you could see it last night, too, Brady. You saw him substitute early. That rotation was different looking last night. He went to his bench early to give the guys a breather because of that fatigue factor. I mean, they're basically playing an NBA schedule right now. They're playing 3 games a week on the average, and college kids aren't used to that. They just are not. Their bodies and their minds are not used to playing that often and expending that much energy. And then when you're on the road and you play 3 games a week, you got to travel, you got to get on a commercial plane, unlike the NBA where you charter, and it's a lot easier on your body. So, yeah, they got to work through it. They got to limit practice time. maybe change that rotation a bit in these last four games, and hopefully be rested and ready to go when that tournament starts.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be fun finish. Those last two games, I look at it, though, Montana State. And again, there is a roundabout way where the Bears, I suppose, could still win the regular season title. They need some things to happen. Beating Montana and Montana State certainly would help it. If they can take care of business against Eastern Washington and Idaho. But yep, there's a shot. They're both on the road, though, so that's going to be tough.
That's going to be tough, and I think it's going to be really interesting with that Montana State game, especially because that's the team that's leading the conference right now. Theoretically, there's a chance that the Bears could meet to Montana State for the regular season championship in that game next week. So the things have to fall into place the right way, but it's not outside the realm of possibility. So that would be a lot of fun to have one regular season game. It comes down to win the regular season, and then obviously the team that wins that game would have tremendous momentum going into the tournament.
Yeah, Montana State, they still have to go to Montana, and they've got Southern Utah on the 1st of March. So,
yeah.
If they can lose one of those games, because of what the Bears did earlier against them, could get a tiebreaker. So you're right, Jerry. Boy, wouldn't that be something if the final game of the season comes down to it like that?
Yeah, it would be. And like I said, it's certainly not the realm of possibilities. I've looked at the schedule yesterday, and I'm thinking, man, this has a chance to happen. I mean, it has to fall the right way, and the Bears have to play well, and Montana State's going to lose another game here before then. But it could come down to that, which would be a lot of fun. And again, you want to make sure you're looking to the tournament, the Big Sky tournament, to get into the big dance, not necessarily winning that. So you don't want to expend all your energy winning the regular season and then have nothing left for the tournament. But I think Steve Smiley has figured all that out. He's got contingency plans for everything that's going to happen, and I think they'll be in good shape come that second week in March in Boise.
Jerry, always appreciate your insight, man. Love listening to you. It's been fun to follow this team. Hopefully they can kind of round it out. There's been some inconsistencies, but winning these last two games, maybe that shows us that this team's kind of trying to put it all together right before the Big Sky Conference tournament. Always love it, my friend. We'll be tuning in when they get set to take on Eastern Washington.
Sounds good, Brady. Thanks for having me on today.
All right, man. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. And UNC going right back at it against Eastern Washington on Thursday. So not a whole lot of time off in between for the Bears. 12:49 the time. We'll take a short break. Do want to thank Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies, now Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. They've got places all over the Front Range, now in Greeley. For over 51 years, they've been specialists in the medicine of motion. They have 6 medical campuses now, and they're providing care along the Front Range, and they're proud to be Greeley's hometown orthopedic group as well. Go to orthohealth.com and check them out online. 12:50 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number one, see if we could squeeze in the latest on the Major League Baseball lockout. Where are we at this point? We'll talk about it next.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.